Parksy.com.
This is Kristen Pashtet here and Parksy Whipton. I'm talking to the gorgeous Michelle Ellen Jones, who's kindly going to have her time today to chat to us about all things acting, ballroom dancing, and lots more. So let's begin. How did you get into acting, and what did you love about, and why did you decide to give acting a go?
My cat's gonna join in on the interview. I have wanted to be an actress ever since I was little. I've absolutely loved performing and being in the spotlight my whole life. When I was 18, I moved to Los Angeles to try to pursue an acting career out in Hollywood, but honestly, I had no idea what I was doing and didn't know how to get started. And so after about a year and a half of going to school and trying to act out there, I moved back home and started pursuing another career, which is professional ballroom dancing. And when I became more successful at that, I decided to start trying to audition again. So started connecting with the local film scene here in Houston and started booking roles, and it just kind of snowballed from there. So I really say my acting career started about 2 years ago in about 2013 when I booked my first SAG film here in Houston.
And you've done a lot, because I've looked at your CV and your resume, and like for someone who's doing a lot of work in a regional area such as Houston, you've done a lot. And is that because the scene is small and everyone has noticed how good you are as an actor that they've wanted to work with you, which started and conjoined? Or is it like, hey, if the networking scene's good, that hey, she's available, is she up for doing it? Is it?
I think honestly, the scene here in Houston is pretty small, but it is all about networking and who you know. And I was really fortunate to get connected with some really influential people pretty much right off the bat when I started. And they also start to really notice and appreciate how hard of a worker you are, and if you're on time, and if you know your set, and if you know your lines. And so a lot of it has just been networking, people who've recommended me for different roles and such. So it is a small scene, but I think you have to make a pretty big impact right off the bat when you start in the Houston film scene.
Cool. So how did it feel like working as conjoined? Was that your first role you did, or?
No, it wasn't the first. Joe Grisafi, who directed the film, actually just contacted me and presented me with the script and asked if I'd be interested in being one of the twins. And I read the script and I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you've seen the movie. It is ridiculous. And so we set out to make a bad horror movie, and it turned out to be a ridiculously fun film set to be on. So it was very interesting. I've never played a Siamese twin since or before that, but it was just a lot of fun. We set out to just have fun with this project, and it's reached a lot of people and kind of become my calling card as being known as one of the girls in Conjoined. So that was just something that started off kind of as a joke and then snowballed into something pretty big.
So are you happy with being typecast, or are you looking at doing other things outside of horror? Because I've noticed you've been known as the horror girl in Houston. Or are you looking at branching out to doing lots of other different roles?
You know, I am looking to branch out and do some other things. Houston has a huge horror film scene. Quite a bit of horror movies are made here. And you're right, for the longest time, I was very typecast as being the girl who will do the horror movies. But as much as I appreciate that and I love doing that, I am wanting to branch out and show kind of my different versatility as far as an actress, because there's a lot more that I know I'm capable of and a lot more that I want to show.
Cool. So you're also doing the ballroom dancing and pageant coaching. How did that come about?
Well, for ballroom dancing, it was just kind of an extension of wanting to be an actress and wanting to perform. And I started taking lessons about 10 years ago and became pretty good at it. And decided to take my teaching certification test and became a professional teacher and just started pursuing it and became a competitor. And we compete pretty regularly here. And then as far as pageant coaching, when it's so typical to be a Texas girl and be in the pageant scene. But when I was much younger, I started doing pageants and had some successful titles. I was Teen Texas in 2006. And because of that and the ballroom dancing, people started reaching out to me to coach them, to prepare them for pageants. And that kind of snowballed, and I became a very successful pageant coach. And I've had a lot of winners, and actually a national winner lately. So it's It's a lot of fun. I feel like it all is actually encompassed into one thing because the ballroom dancing is performing, the acting is performing, and when you're competing in pageants, you're also performing. It's all about stage presentation and learning how to interview. So they've all kind of just been one big snowball of performing in a sense.
Cool. So how do you prepare for a role?
You definitely want to read the script from front to back and understand what story is trying to be told. And then, as far as preparing for just your role, I think the most important thing is to establish your relationships with the other characters because you can't choose to just be this character. You have to figure out how this character is fitting into the relationships of the story. So, essentially, it's just figuring out who this person is, how they're interacting with the other people in the script, and then how you want to present this person so that it makes an asset to the story.
Cool. So how do you memorize lines? Everyone I've interviewed has always been different in how they memorize the lines. What's your technique?
Lots of repetition of reading, but also you can't just memorize lines. You have to understand why your character would say this. Because if you're presented with a 100-page script, you can't memorize it. I think it's humanly impossible to memorize absolutely every single line you have to say. But if you can understand why your character would react to this person, which is again kind of why I went back to the relationships with the different characters, then it makes it much easier because you could just have keywords that'll trigger your next line or the next set of lines that you have to say.
Cool. So what has been your favorite role to date that you've really enjoyed doing?
The most recent project that I did, Indie Girl, it's not a horror film, but it was the first time that I was actually a lead and carried the entire project. And I'd say that was the most fun so far because I really enjoyed getting to lead the project and getting to explore this character because it was the first time I've done a comedy film and it was a lot of fun. So I'd say that's the most recent one that I've most enjoyed doing.
Is there anything you wouldn't do for a role?
Oh, well, there's a lot that I have done. I would say there isn't anything I wouldn't do, but it depends on how it's in the script. I've done quite a bit of nudity in film, and those projects were great. They helped me to get a name. They helped me to get started. I don't necessarily know if I would do that much nudity again in a film, but if it made sense for the film, because as you know, a lot of horror movies just have nudity for the sake of, hey, there's a naked chick in the woods. But if it really pertains to the story, I wouldn't say I wouldn't do it again, but I would definitely take a step back and really consider it. But I don't know. I haven't really had anything that I've taken a step back and said, oh no, I'm not doing that yet. So.
Are you comfortable with nudity, or is it just something that, if it suits the role and the part, you'll do it, or if you think it's too uncomfortable, you might just go, no, thank you.
You know, I am very comfortable with nudity. I've actually done two different projects with Playboy that stemmed out of Houston. So there was one where they came and did a Houston casting call, and I got known for one of the top 10 girls from Houston. So they had an online feature. And then they came back and did this reality show called, I can't, oh, Naked Ambition. There we go. It was a year ago. And so they came back and did the casting call to flying me out to Los Angeles and doing the official test shoot. So I'm very comfortable being nude. It's not, I have no issue absolutely with that. But I didn't want to get known as just the girl who would do nude roles because then it started to seem like that's all I was getting is, hey, she'll be naked. Let's cast her in that. And so that's why I kind of wanted to take a step back and really reconsider it because for about a year, all I was doing was nudity. And so I was just known as the girl who'd get naked. So that's when I decided to take a step back. So actually, as of 2015, I haven't done any nude roles this year.
Cool. So what do you do to relax and unwind when you're not acting and not doing the ballroom dancing and not doing all this lots of work that you are doing?
I am actually a certified yoga teacher. That is my main profession. And so I absolutely love practicing yoga and unwinding and relaxing that way. I love to read books. I will go spend tons of money at the bookstore because I want to hold a book when I read books. I'm not quite on the electronic nooks or anything like that yet. And I also love to spend time with my cats. One of my cats made a debut earlier, and here she is. She's sitting in my lap. So I'm not a crazy cat lady, but I do love cats, and I love just spending time at home with my cats.
So what would we find you listen to at the moment?
Listening to as far as music.
Yep.
I am a child of the 80s and I absolutely love listening to 80s rock,
Nice.
old school bands, Aerosmith, AC/DC, Bon Jovi, Motley Crue. Most of the old stuff is what I listen to, especially when I'm working out. I absolutely love to listen to 80s rock when I'm working out.
So, what do you hope the long-term goal for your acting will be?
I think every actor's dream is to make a name for themselves and eventually make it out to Hollywood to pursue the big time roles. I feel like the only thing that would move me out to Hollywood right now is if I had an actual set role or something that I knew I was going out there for. I don't necessarily want to move from what I have going on now to just go out there in hopes that something will happen. But I mean, the dream is to just be known and make a difference. Indie Girl is going to quite a few film festivals this year, so I'm really hoping that people start to take notice of that project and that more will come from that. So, yeah, the dream is to just make a name and start making a difference in the acting scene.
Cool, so I don't cool, so you've got all this happening, which is pretty cool. So how does the internet and social media help you get work and help to connect with your fan base and your audience?
You know, essentially everything nowadays is connected to social media. I feel as though most people don't think that you're legit in anything that you do unless you have a social media account. Because that is honestly how most people find their news nowadays. That's how most people find work nowadays as far as the acting scene. Because there's a lot of posts on social media, a lot of casting networks that post their auditions on social media. So it really helps you to stay connected with what's going on. And then, as far as staying connected, you're absolutely right with your fans. If you have the fan page and have a place where people can connect with you, and as you did, contact, stay connected, and just kind of feel as though they're a part of the actor's process and that journey so that they feel connected and they feel like they've been every step of the way with whoever it is that they're fanning or friending on Facebook or social media.
So what does the rest of 2015 have in store for you? And what does 2016 mean to you?
As far as the rest of 2015, I actually don't have any other projects lined up at the moment, but of course, it doesn't mean that something won't come along that I'll want to jump on. Continuing to promote the movies that I've already done. I know that Pickaxe is supposed to premiere this year. I believe it's coming out about October 31st, is what they're shooting for. So I know the rest of 2015 is going to be promoting projects that I've already done and supporting the cast and the crew that were a part of those. 2016, oh gosh, it's just a new year to have a new start and to hopefully continue pursuing, you know, my dream of again making a name for myself and making a difference in the acting scene. But every single day is a day that you wake up and you can find that project that is going to suit you and be perfect for you, or you know, you might not have something coming out for quite a while, but as long as you're always open and putting yourself out there and letting people know that you're available as an actress, who knows what could come up next.
Cool, I've got a couple more questions for you. Who would you most like to collaborate with?
Oh gosh, if we're shooting for absolutely huge, I mean, the Steven Spielbergs of the world, of course, because those movies, pretty much everything that he's done is pretty phenomenal. I do have a bucket list of some actors and actresses that I would love to work with. But oh gosh, there's so many people out there in Hollywood that I think would be absolutely amazing to get the chance to work with or even just to meet.
And if you could be in any video clip for any band or artist, who would it be?
if I could be in any for any band, again going back to Aerosmith, if I could work with Steven Tyler or be in an Aerosmith video, I think that would be a dream of mine. And funny enough, I do know of some people who were in some Aerosmith music videos back in the early 80s in New Orleans, and I think that would be crazy, but that would be, yeah, Aerosmith for sure.
Cool. So, thank you so much once again for giving up your time, and I really do appreciate it. I think you're going to go very far as an actor, and I look forward to keep supporting and continuing your work. Thank you so much
All right,
again.
thank you so much, Chris. This is so much fun.
Parksy.com.